Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach. Clark Johnson. Bruce Dick is out today. The coach doing what he does, teaching little kids how to play the game of basketball, has clinics, camp today, all that's good stuff going on for Coach. We'll talk to him about that on Monday. But today, you got to put up with me, no doubt. From the Allo Communications Studios, I'm Clark Johnson, and we want to thank Advanced Roofing Technologies. Our headline sponsor, 30 years, Brad Evans and his great group have been out here knocking it out of the park. They killed it at Bruce's house. They're going to do it at yours, too, if you need anything in the roofing line. Advanced Roofing Technology is the place to go. They've got the program they call Roof Rescue, where they donate complete roofs and roof repairs to individuals that need help, as well as to nonprofit organizations. Give them a call today, Brad Evans and his terrific, experienced, and great customer service staff. Call them today, 970-663-0203. It is Advanced Roofing Technologies. Be fun today on the program. Baseball scoreboard. We'll get to the prep scoreboard today. A bunch of games yesterday. We were out at Eaton High School yesterday, the defending state champions, number one team in the state, and the Reds took care of Resurrection Christian 7-2. It was Tate Smith Day. Tate came up. He was on the hill, got the win for the Reds, 6 2/3 innings. A three-hitter, gave up a couple earned runs in the game, but struck out 13. Also doubled and drove in three runs for the Reds yesterday. Tate Smith, our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game. He'll also be the Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Week coming up. We do not have a game this Saturday. I think the only Saturday in the schedule where we are sans game. But we'll get Tate's picture and his little memo about the game up on the website here on Monday. 1310kfka.com. Go to the website. You can see all of that good stuff. But that's where we were yesterday. So we'll talk about all the games here in the first segment. Second segment, can't wait for this. I grew up in Los Angeles. I grew up a Dodger fan forever. And when MLB started doing free agencies and you didn't see the same teams. And I moved to Colorado in 93, kind of started being a Rockies fan at that point and getting away from being a Dodger fan. But all the way through my college years, from the time that I was a toddler, everything was L.A. Dodgers, Vin Scully, Dodgers broadcast, all that good stuff. Greg Brock was part of that kind of after we stopped. My family had season tickets from 70 to 81. In 82, Greg Brock jumped on the Dodgers roster and played with all kinds of guys from, just guys that Greg had played with. I'm going to just throw some names out there to you. This is why it's going to be dangerous when I get him on, because I'm going to want to talk Dodger baseball. Fernando Valenzuela, to see Fernando Valenzuela when he was the king of the hill in Los Angeles, it was unbelievable. Mike Socha, who was a great catcher, went on to be the manager of the Angels. How about the infield of the Penguin? Ron Say over at third. Billy Russell. Steve Sachs, who went through that year where he couldn't throw it from second base to first. Steve Garvey. Dusty Baker. Johnny B. Baker. How about that? Pedro Guerrero he played with. How about that? Rick Monday. Remember when he saved the flag in center field at Dodger Stadium? Crazy stuff. Oral Hershiser. Bobby Welch. I mean, holy cow. We'll talk to Greg Brock about his Dodger days, how he got to here to be the Loveland coach. Actually, Greg built the Mountain View program. 10 years, I think, at Mountain View. 9 playoff years there and a state title. Kind of brought that program to its to where it is. And then jumped over to Loveland here. I think this is his 6th year with the now Red Wolves. So we'll talk to Greg Brock all about that stuff and all about his Red Wolves this year in the Front Range League. But that'll be fun. And then about 11:40, first-year coach out at Northridge High School, Jared Cronquist, jumps in with us. Look at the Grizz right now in a very contentious Longs Peak Conference, where I think a game in the standings right now separates the top five or six teams. It's unbelievable. So everybody's got a chance in there almost. But the team playing right now, Northridge, they've won four in a row, just swept the number five team in the state. So we'll talk to Coach Cronquist about his Grizzlies. It should be fun. Mark Felix Yamas had two home runs yesterday. We're going to get Mark Felix Yamas on the program on Monday. We'll talk to him, Coach, about him and just about all of his Grizz, how things are going, that incredibly, incredibly contentious league. So that's coming up on the program here for you guys today. Let's get to it. Want to thank one of our great sponsors, of course. That is Quality Well and Pump. Anything that has to do with irrigation, that you need to go to the Big Red Q. They're out there on Highway 85, got you bookended on 85 between LaSalle and Ault. So ring them up today. Anything, water well drilling, you need pumps installed, you need any of that stuff, big well dug on your land, need to get water, Quality Well and Pump's the place to go. 353-3118. All right, let's get to the scoreboard here. Yesterday, baseball, some wind yesterday. Wind really wasn't a factor out in Eaton yesterday. But you can continue to see some high scores here, so maybe it was at certain parks. Highland and Denver Christian in the Mile High yesterday. Highland's the number four team. They'll play 2A baseball at the end of the year in the playoffs. They took on number 15 Denver Christian yesterday. Wondered if this might be one of the only matchups for Highland in this conference this year that are going to be tough for him. They beat Denver Christian 8-2. So the Huskies go to 9-1 on the year. Sammy Nisdell, the senior ace for the Huskies, picked up the win. Six innings, five hits, no earned runs, 11 Ks for Sam Nisdell yesterday against Denver Christian. Sawyer Fye, the senior, homered and drove in three runs as Highland gets the win and goes to 9-1 on the year. Dayspring Christian, they'll play 1A in the playoffs. They're number four in the 1A classification. They beat up Estes Park yesterday, won for their ninth time this year, 9-3. Now for the Eagles. They beat Estes Park 11-6. A six-run second inning was pretty much the deciding factor there. Freshman Logan Van Eideking, a 2-for-3, four ribbies for the impactful freshman yesterday for Dayspring Christian. Toby Howell, the senior, 2-for-3, a double and three runs driven in. So good day for Mark Welsh and the Eagles. Patriot League, as we said, our game, Eaton wins 7-2. So the Reds are 9-1 now and undefeated in the Patriot League. The Cougars dropped to 4-4 with the loss yesterday. It was all Tate Smith. We said he got the win on the hill, struck out 13, also doubled and drove in three runs. So the Oklahoma State commit, going to go join his buddy Ryan Uhr over there here. We got another year, though, for Tate. He's just a junior this year, got one more senior year to go. Kind of the same situation that Walker Martin's in. Walker's going to head to Arkansas, but they both have a full year in front of them, so we'll see what that looks like. University, they beat Strasburg yesterday. Casey Miller's team going to be, just how good a coach is Casey Miller? My goodness gracious. 16-1 they roll here. Two state titles, first 2 years. Casey was coaching the team. First 2 years as a head coach in the state of Colorado. Boom, boom, two titles. And they're dangerous again. Man, can they hit the baseball. Seven in the first, four in the second. 11 runs in the first two innings for UH yesterday. They moved to 9-2. Cannon Padilla had himself a day. The senior multi-sport athlete, 3-for-3, two doubles, a triple, four runs driven in. And how about Logan Getting? He got the win on the hill, and Logan Getting went deep for the third time this year. Home run, three ribbies in the ballgame for Logan, and he gets the win on the mound. So UH 16-1 victory, big win for the Dogs. Sterling beat Brush, so number four beat number seven, 11-3 here. Sterling might be the team we weren't certain about that's going to make a run for this thing. They're 10-1 now. Junior Jake Gordon, 3-for-4 and four runs driven in. Senior Dylan DiOrio got the win on the hill. He's now a perfect 4-0 for a pitching staff. Check it out, folks. 11 games now, they've given up 20 runs. Less than two runs a game for the Sterling pitching staff. Pretty crazy. Platte Valley, how about that? Circle the cannons, shoot them off. Platte Valley gets a win, their first one of the year. They were 0-8-1 coming in. The Broncos beat Liberty Canyon 16-7 in the game. Senior Avery Valenciano. Is Jaden here today? No, Jaden. That's Jaden's buddy, Avery Valenciano. 3-for-4, a double, 5 RBIs for Avery yesterday. Senior Zach Wymyra, a double and 4 runs driven in. So Platte Valley, congrats to Chad Gettman and his gang for knocking out that first win of the year. We told you Northridge beat Fort Morgan. They swept them 14-13 in a wild one yesterday. We'll talk to Jared Cronquist here at about 11:40 this morning. Talk about this wild game last night. Mark Felix Yamas, 2 home runs, went 3-for-4 with 3 ribbies. Isaiah Shepard, a senior, had a double and 3 RBIs in the game as well. Juniors Jace Reed and Gannon McGean each homered. How about that? Northridge hit 4 home runs in this game. They had hit 3 home runs in their first 11 games, and they rang it up 4 times yesterday in the win, 14-13. So the Grizz are an even 6-6, and they've won 4 in a row. It's no mistake. 4-0 since Jared Cronquist came on the program last. So he used to say at Roosevelt, we were bad luck. Now I think we're good luck for Coach. We'll talk to him at 11:40, as I said. Severance Niwot didn't get a score on that one. Riverdale Ridge beat Roosevelt 15-7 yesterday, so the Riders even up their record with the loss at 4-4. Riverdale Ridge, a good team. They're sitting at number 14 in the standings right now, or in the coaches' poll. They're 7-3 so far this year. NCAA, it was Windsor beating Centaurus 11-1 yesterday. Riley Warmbrod, the pitcher, boy, he's having a fantastic season. He went 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 10 Ks for Riley Warmbrod, the senior, 4-0 now on the year with a 0.60 ERA. Senior Jake Lilly had a home run, 2 doubles, and 4 runs driven in for the Windsor Wizards. Brad Deal's team is 10-3 now. They're going to be a danger once again come playoff time. Longmont beat Greeley West 12-2. Junior Jacob Motes, 2 doubles and 5 runs driven in for the Trojans. Silver Creek down to Greeley Central 17-2. Meade slapped Skyline 20-3 in their game. Front Range League action yesterday. It was a Legacy, the number 3 team in the state right now. And we'll talk to Greg Brock about this. We'll talk to Greg here in about 5 minutes or so, maybe 7 minutes. Loveland and Legacy yesterday, 9-1. Legacy gets the win there. Are they the best team in the FRL? Probably so. Sophomore Jackson Niederwerder for Loveland, the sophomore, 3-for-3, and had their only RBI of the ballgame. Fort Collins yesterday, they took on Poudre, and the Impalas got the best of the Lambkins, beat them 8-5. So Fort Collins drops to 6-4. Poudre goes to 4-7. A 7-run third inning for Poudre. That kind of spelled the doom of the Lambkins. Dylan Bob McCall got the win. 5 1/3 innings for the Impalas. 3 hits, 1 earned run, 9 Ks. Junior Andy Fordyce for the Lambkins, 2-for-3, drove in 3 runs. He was the Lambkin hitter on the day. Rocky Mountain got another win, 7-3 now for Scott Bullock's team. 6-2, they beat Fairview. Fairview's 1-9 now. Senior Will Vassar yesterday, 3-for-4, 2 triples and an RBI for the Rocky senior. In Fossil Ridge, they shut out Mountain Range yesterday, 3-0. Fossil Ridge moves to 7-4. Senior Xander Reese got the win, 6 innings, 2 hits, 12 Ks in the shutout performance for the Sabercats. That's a look at your scoreboard. We're going to come back in a moment. First of all, I want to thank Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. She's local, folks. She's going to put your family in the perfect coverage. You can get insurance anywhere. It's about the agent. Will they answer the phone when they call? Will they explain your situations? Will they put you at rest? Will they put you at ease covering your family? It's what Miranda Simpson does out here. Give her a call, 17 years now with State Farm. 223-8700. It is Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. All right, we come back in a moment, and we get Loveland baseball coach Greg Brock, former major leaguer. We're going to talk a little Dodger baseball when he jumps on, so hold your horses. Coming back in a moment, Clark and a coach from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Alrighty, welcome back to the program, 11:23 on a Friday. We're coming to you live from the Allo Communications Studios here at KFKA. Clark and a coach. Coach Bruce Dick is out today teaching the youngsters how to play the game of basketball. How cool is that? I always thought, boy, it'd be great to have him as your coach, the fourth winningest coach in the history of the state. I always thought it would be cool to have a coach who played Major League Baseball, too. We get to talk to that guy next. The Loveland baseball coach, Greg Brock, jumps up on the Gould Parts Hotline right now. Coach Brock, how are you this morning?
Doing well. Doing well.
Hey, oh, yeah, this is going to get weird for me because I'm a huge Dodger fan. Grew up in L.A., season tickets from, I think, 69 to 81, right before you got to L.A. out there. So we're going to talk a little Dodger baseball, but give me the Greg Brock rundown, man. And tell me where I'm wrong here. Think you're born in Oregon. You're a University of Wyoming grad. Then, of course, you get hooked up. You play Dodgers and Milwaukee Brewers for a while. And all of that winds you up back here in Colorado. Give me the Greg Brock rundown. How did all of that occur?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Oregon. My dad was my baseball coach all the way through.
Yep.
My senior year in high school, I had no offers to play baseball.
Wow.
until mid-June. The University of Wyoming contacted my father and offered me a scholarship. And in our financial situation at that time, that's pretty much, I knew where I was going. And had a great time, great 4 years, and have a lot of credit goes to Jim Jones and the Wyoming baseball program. It taught me how to work hard, how to develop, and drafted out of there, and then my pro career followed after that.
At University of Wyoming, did that give you a little look, you know, hop, skip, and a jump away here from NOCO, did that give you a look at Northern Colorado a little bit?
And that's how we ended up back here.
Sure.
We obviously, I love the state of Wyoming. It's still my favorite state. I do a lot of hunting, fishing, mm-hmm. camping, and all that stuff out of Wyoming. But their weather can be a little bit harsh in the wintertime. And just from the experiences of driving down to Northern Colorado during the spring when it was too nasty to work out on a Sunday up there, we'd come down with a bunch of guys and we'd find a field and we'd work out down here getting ready for baseball. So I had a little taste of Northern Colorado at that time. So the years through pro ball, moving to Wisconsin, loved the state of Wisconsin, but the weather again was just too harsh for us, and brought my wife back here for the first time, and she fell in love with Northern Colorado too.
Yeah, a lot of people do. There's no doubt. Talk about building a great program at Mountain View. I mean, really built it from the ground up over there. 10 years at Mountain View, 9 times to the playoffs, and a state championship in the mix there too. How much fun was that to build a program?
It's really sort of, when you're a high school coach or any kind of coach, to start a new program was pretty much how you would want to do it. And I was very fortunate to be able to step in there. It really was close to my home. I was able to work on that field a lot. And then just build a program from the bottom up. I retired from there, I think, in 2010, and then my son and my son-in-law got me back into coaching at Loveland in 16. So I had a little 5-year break there in between my coaching. But my years at Mountain View will always be remembered, and still have some great friendship from coaches and players that went through there.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about your staff too. Your brother, or your son Casey, son-in-law, your daughter Taylor, married to Alex and Naya. Alex and you kind of didn't you guys do something at Mead?
Yeah, we started at Mead and enjoyed our 1 year there. The was not looking to leave there. Their facilities are great.
Sure.
Their kids were great, and it just so happened that he got a job in Fort Collins, and he moved into a house that's only 5 minutes from Loveland High School. And for me, it was almost the same distance either way from where we live, but it was, for him, it was so much more convenient. That job opened up the next year, and so we ended up just taking that job more for the convenience and the location than anything else.
Greg, real quick, talk to you. We're talking with Greg Brock, the Loveland baseball coach out here, former Major League Baseball player, 10 years, I think, in the majors with the Dodgers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Talk about, my favorite place. Of course, I'm biased. I grew up, the best baseball park in the world is Dodger Stadium. Dodger dogs, you get the whole thing down there. Vin Scully, you get everything. Talk about playing at Dodger Stadium, playing with the Dodgers. Who were your buddies on the team? I mean, we're talking about guys like Fernando. You were there when Fernando Valenzuela was a big wig. Oral Hershiser, the infield with the Penguin and Russell and Sachs and Garvey. Crazy times. Who were the guys you kind of hung around? Who were your buddies?
Well, I mean, when I got there, Garvey was gone, obviously, and Ronce and Davey Lopes were all gone at that time.
They were, okay.
Bill Russell was in his last year, I believe, last year or two with the Dodgers. Fernando Valenzuela, I came up with Steve Sachs and Oral Hershiser,
sure.
Dave Anderson, those guys, Kenny Landreau. Really, they were all a bunch of great guys. A friend of mine, I mean, Sax, obviously, through the years, I was friends with him and his brother Dave,
sure.
who actually got some time up with the Dodgers also, and then Hershiser came all the way up with me and some other guys. So, you know, they were just all good friendships. Dusty Baker was one of a mentor. Him and Bill Russell, they were the veterans at that time when I came in and enjoyed playing with all. Got to play with Pete Carrero, who was just an outstanding talent.
That's for sure.
And then Bob Welch and Jerry Royce and all those guys were basically the guys when I broke in that helped me along.
Boy, that's fun stuff. There's no doubt about it. Any guys that you still stay in touch with?
Oh, there's a few. Not a lot. It's sort of a funny profession. In fact, you know, you get together with them on old timers days and fantasy days, but you know, pretty much everybody came from different parts of the country, and the way you bounce around in the league, yes, you're friends and you hang out and sort of you get to know their families. I mean, Dave Anderson, him and his family, we still have a little contact with, and Bill Schroeder from the Brewers, he went on to be an announcer, so I see him when he comes into town once in a while. Dale Swaim, who I played with the Brewers, but more running into guys when you go back to reunions and you go back to visit different areas. Ran into Mark Lee, who was a pitcher with us in the Brewers when we were over in Grand Junction. He's now a pitching coach at UCCS, I believe it is, down in Colorado Springs. So. You know, you run into guys, it's like you've never been away, but you've all gone your separate ways into your separate lives, yeah.
Very, very cool stuff. All right, let's talk about your Red Wolves here. So far, good season for you, 8-3 to begin. Last two were a couple of tough ones against Fossil Ridge and Legacy, but beginning of the season, you guys roll out 8 wins in 9 games, Greg. Good start for you guys. Where are we at right now? What do you like about your team? What do you still need to work on?
Well, it's a good group of guys, and actually, you know, we're still pretty young. I mean, for overall, we started a lot of juniors and a sophomore. A couple sophomores start. You say you're young, but you're also, these guys have been, I mean, the juniors have been playing since their freshman year. We've had they're a well-talented group and we were sort of down 3 years ago, and so the freshmen jumped in, and so experience-wise, they're there. Our strength is our pitching and our defense. We're not going to outslug anybody. We get in trouble if we have to get into games like, the good example is Fossil Ridge. You've got to play in 40-mile-an-hour winds.
That's baseball, yeah.
We're a singles-hitting team here and there, run the bases, utilize our team speed. You get in a game like that, and we didn't hit as many fly balls as they did, and wind just takes care of that ball when it's 40 miles an hour. So, you know, some of that stuff you just got to throw out the window. But overall, our strengths are going to be our pitching and our defense. We're not, you know, we were winning a lot of games early, 4-3, 3-1, 3-2. And, you know, we've got some very good arms. If they're throwing strikes, they're going to keep us in a lot of games.
Those windy days have to harken you back to Candlestick a little bit, right?
Well, or even back to Laramie's where you really
Oh, that's probably true. Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, no doubt about it. But you're talking about your staff too, Garrett Harstead, multi-sport athlete. I mean, he does it all. Hudson Bogusser's been terrific for you. Walker Emmons, I mean, you're right. It's a good group. Who's the leader when you're not yelling at these guys and you're not on them? Who are the guys that take over on the field for you? Who are the players that lead?
Well, Garrett's a good leader for us. You know, we got a first baseman who stepped up and he gets DH'd for a lot, but his attitude's been great, and he's been a team leader. It's seeing Cam Moyer and you know, those guys are guys that try to hold everybody else accountable. They're competitors. They like to win, and those are the guys you look for. They're the guys that are, you know, go out there and give their 100% each and every day, and you know, that's all we're trying to get them to do, is to play 100%. You know, you're not going to win every game, but you can give 100% effort, and those guys will do that.
Absolutely. The FRL, tough league, there's no doubt about it. This looks like a pretty, kind of up for grabs this year. You just took on Legacy, who's number three in the coaches' poll. But, of course, Coach Bullock over at Rocky Mountain, you got to always put him in the mix. Wags doing his thing at Fort Collins. So this is a great conference, a tough one. You got to be ready to come play every day, right?
Yeah, this is one of the toughest conferences I've been involved in my 23 years of coaching through different leagues and through different states. It's just, you cannot let up with anybody. I don't care what their record is. A good example, the first year we were 5-5, I think, and a team came in 1-10 and
sure,
thumped us pretty good. So we learned right off the bat that you don't get up for a game in this league, and you could beat, that same year we got thumped by the last place team. We beat the number one team in the state at that time.
Right.
Was Mountain Range. So,
yep.
I mean,
yep,
it's like that in this league. You get the wrong pitching matchups and you don't play well, you can get beat by anybody. I mean, Legacy, yeah, we ended up with a little lopsided score, but going into the fifth inning, we're 2-1. So,
sure.
And made a couple errors to give them their two runs. So it could have been a whole different ball game. And so we made a couple mistakes, and it cost us. And that's what happens in this league.
Coach, great start. You've 8 wins in 11 games. Keep it rocking and rolling. And thank you so much for the trip down memory lane. And thank you so much for what you do with our kids out there as a great mentor for them. We appreciate you.
All right, Clark. Thank you.
You bet. Greg Brock, the head baseball coach out at Loveland High School, the Red Wolves, sixth year at Loveland there. And, God, just talking about Dodger baseball again. The fact that he got to play at Dodger Stadium, got to talk to Vin Scully, got to hang out with Pedro Guerrero. Come on, folks. Fernando Valenzuela, forget it. That's Greg Brock. Good stuff right there. All right, we'll come back in a moment. Jared Cronquist, the head coach out at Northridge High School, talked to the coach. Big sweep of Fort Morgan for the Grizz these last few days. We'll talk to the coach when we come back. It's Clark and the Coach on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back. Allo Communications Studios. It's Clark and the Coach. Bruce is out today. He's teaching youngsters how to play the game of basketball today. So camps for Bruce. He'll be back on Monday. I want to thank my good friends, AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Don Scott, his great staff, knocking it out of the park in Fort Collins. Best store in the region. And they took that, duplicated it, and ran it to Loveland now to take care of you there. Right across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, taking care of my cars, my family's cars. They're just killing it, man. They are great. Can stand behind them every step of the way. AMCO Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. Let's get to the Gould Parts Hotline right now. And head baseball coach out at Northridge High School, Jared Cronquist, jumps on. Cronk, how are you?
I'm good, Clark. How are you doing?
I'm better than you. You had to sit there and put up with the grief from my producer, Micah Kilpatrick, here, didn't you?
You know what? I almost hung up because of him, but I decided to stick it out.
Wouldn't be the first one to do that. Yeah. Let's talk about your Grizz, man. Big, big sweep for you guys. Now 4 games. And I want to tell you, going back to the Roosevelt days, I don't think we can go back to the Kersey days and talk about it, but at Roosevelt, we were a bit of a bad luck for you guys at Roosevelt. We'd come out, do a game. Boy, it was an L. Since you came on the show about 10 days or 2 weeks ago, 4-0, my friend.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence that I wanted to hop on today, too. I think we found you are finally a good luck charm, Clark, so we want to keep that rolling.
No doubt about it. Talk to me about yesterday's game. What a wild one. The second of two with the number 5 ranked Mustangs from Fort Morgan. It's a huge sweep for you guys. It's pointing you in the right direction of this very contentious Long's Peak conference. But 14-13 yesterday, how much did the win play into the 27 runs?
You know, the wind was blowing, but honestly, it wasn't as big of a factor as some of the games we've had at home.
Sure.
Both teams squared up some baseballs. You know, the wind did, kind of make some fly balls that would have been routine a little bit tougher. But I would say it was two good offensive teams just trading haymakers yesterday, and we were lucky to come out on top.
Good one for your kids to look at a game with how many lead changes were there. I mean, you guys went up early. They came got you in the middle of the game, went up 10-9. Then they still led by one going to the seventh, and you guys come back and get three there. So good game to learn how to come from behind, how to try to get with a lead. I mean, you kind of had it all in this game, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I texted our AD afterwards. It was a playoff-like atmosphere. And we talked to our kids of don't get too high, don't get too low. They let us play seven innings for a reason. So, you know, we had some bad innings there in the middle of the game, but we were able to settle down a little bit, get back into doing what we do, and come out ahead. So, yeah, it's always good to have a learning experience and still get a win out of that game. So we got both yesterday, which was huge for us.
Bats were huge for you guys, too. 15 hits in the ball game. Here's what I like, too. You guys went deep four times. You had three home runs in the first 11 games. You homered four times yesterday. Mark Felix Yamas, who we're going to get on the program on Monday, Junior, exploded. He was 3-for-4, two home runs, three ribbies. Jace Reed and Gannon McGean both went deep for you as well. So, you squared up. You said you guys squared it up. You did yesterday, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's the thing about our lineup, 1-9, is we have good hitters, and we put together good at bats. And Mark got us going in the first with a monster home run. He's our four-hole hitter, and it's been tough to, you know, figure out who's going to hit four-hole because we have so many good hitters in our lineup. But Mark just puts together good at-bats. He's kind of the emotional leader of our team that gets us going. He's our hype man. So it was good to see him come through big time yesterday. And then Gannon, man, and Gannon would be the first to admit he struggled at the plate the past two games, not putting together the type of at-bats that we typically see from Gannon. And then he comes up in the seventh inning and just absolutely tattoos the ball to give us the lead. So that's, you know, again, we talked to our players, hey, don't let one bat at bat carry over into the next. So those guys and Jace was big in the box yesterday on the mound. We stretched him out a little bit on the mound yesterday, having him throw three. And he was clutch and got the win. So, yeah, good stuff from all of those guys.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, look at your offense, too. 56 runs in the last four games. So we know you can score. Talk about the defense and talk about your staff, too. Are you finding answers there right now?
Yeah, you know, we are. Our pitchers were not quite as dialed in yesterday as they have been all season. We started Gannon on the mound and then brought Pierce in. And Pierce has been kind of that long man middle relief who's been clutch all year, and just an off day for them. But Jace came in and settled things down. And, you know, pitching in those conditions, it is tough.
Sure.
So I think, you know, the coaching staff and players were kind of trying to find that compromise because, as you can see from the stats, our boys love to swing it, and they want to win with offense. Myself, my staff, we like the pitching and defense. So, you know, we're kind of trying to combine those two approaches and clean some things up defensively. But the big thing is, you know, we scored more runs than Fort Morgan in the past two games and got two wins, so we know we'll clean some things up and be better for it moving forward.
As long as you outscore your opponent, Jared, you're in good shape. There's no doubt about that. You just said it, too. You're a baseball guy. You're like me. Baseball, to me, 2-1. That's what I love. Great defense. Every pitch counts. So it's hard for me to sit in front of a 14-13 game, but it's still exciting. It's still a heart attack waiting to happen. I mean, either way you get it, it's about getting there and getting ahead of the other team, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, a lot of times you would think you put up five in the first that you're going to cruise.
Done.
But we knew Fort Morgan, the type of team they are, and especially going out to their place, they are tough at home, that we knew, you know, going up 5-0, they were going to battle back. And that's what they did. So you got to learn to, you know, win any type of ball game. And again, we've had some really good pitching and defense this year. Wasn't quite there yesterday, but the bats pulled us through. So, Clark wins the win, and we'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely, you will. Talking with Jared Cronquist, the head baseball coach out at Northridge High School, first year there, taking over for Mike Houston. Talk to me about this conference. I mean, look at the standings. We've got seven teams that are 500 or better. You've got five teams within a game of first place right now. This is going to be who gets better from, you know, who improves each day, but it's up for grabs. I mean, anybody in that seemingly top six or seven teams in this conference could end out the winner, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It is a tough conference. And, you know, looking at the RPI after last night, and you got Thompson Valley and Riverdale Ridge up towards the top, Fort Morgan towards the top, Severance, we're working our way up.
Sure.
It is a tough conference. And I was listening to you talk to Coach Brock, and, you know, I feel the same way about our conference, that you can't look past anybody in this league. Because if you do, you're going to get beat. So we try to focus on just one game at a time. We knew that we had a tough, you know, 2 weeks going Severance to Fort Morgan back-to-back. But if we let up now, that's going to be for naught, because those other teams are going to get us. So we just got to keep doing what we do, and hopefully that takes care of itself. But, yeah, we are seeing some of the best 4A teams in the state from our league. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, that's a really cool stuff right there. Next week, Niwot home and home, so a team that's kind of having a tough go, so you guys can continue your role here. But four in a row, you're rocking, dude. And I can't wait to talk to Mark Felix Yamas on Monday. That's going to be fun to get him on the program. But, Jared, thanks for jumping on with us, and keep this train over at Northridge. Keep it rolling, okay?
All right, Clark. Hey, I appreciate the time, and I look forward to hearing Mark on here on Monday, and we'll see what we can do the rest of the season.
Yeah, but you know, before I let you go, I got to get off topic just real quick. I know you're a sports guy. Rockies this year, playoffs or no playoffs?
I got to say no playoffs.
Yeah, you're in my camp. That's right. Are you a Nuggets or an Avs guy?
I'm a Nuggets guy. Once the playoffs start, I'll be bandwagon abs and act like I've been a fan all season. That will be a lot. But yeah, Nuggets for sure.
And the last thing for you, any thoughts about the new quarterback for the Broncos? I think he used to play in Seattle.
You know what? I am more excited for a Broncos season than I have been in a really long time.
Yeah, no doubt. Seeing Russell Wilson come over here is going to be fun. Jared, thank you so much, man. Go have a great day, and we'll catch up with you again soon, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet. Jared Cronquist, the head coach, baseball coach out at Northridge. First year after Mike Houston coached for 349 years out there. And since the school opened, one coach. Boom. Kind of like Jeff Fulton on the football side at Northridge. Just longevity over there. But, of course, Cronk comes over, jumping on. He was in Kersey at Platte Valley High School. He was in Loveland. He was at Roosevelt. He's been all over the place. So now settling in at Northridge, a perfect choice to be the Grizz head coach. All right, want to thank another one of our great sponsors. That is West Point Carpet One, our player profile each week. 1,000 stores in the buying group. It gets you big box store prices and selection with that local small town customer service. And want an idea of what to do in your home? Come down and look in their showroom. Crazy ideas down there. Give one of their consultants a call. 673-4220. West Point Carpet One. They're just west of 59th Ave on 10th Street down there. So check them out, West Point Carpet One, where they believe purposeful design is to make ordinary extraordinary. We'll come back, wrap up the program here today from the Allo Communications Studios. It is Clark and the Coach on Northern at Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, 11:55, closing up the show here, closing up the week on Clark and the Coach. No Bruce Dick today, but he will be back on Monday. Bruce doing what he does, teaching the youngsters how to play the game of basketball today in his clinic, his camp, his private lessons out at Power to Play. So good stuff for the coach. Take a look at our Preps Radio baseball broadcast schedule coming up next week. We're efforting. We are not going to have the game. We originally, if you look at our schedule, I think it's still up there right now. Windsor and Greeley West next Saturday. That's not going to happen because of the UNC spring football game. So we're efforting to get two weekday games for you next week, and the ones we're after already on the schedule is Wiggins and Dayspring Christian. We get our first look at Mark Welsh's number 4-1A Dayspring Christian Eagles. That's a 3:30 game on Thursday. Tuesday, though, we're efforting to get the Sterling Eaton game on. And Sterling, if you've followed the Patriot League, know how good Sterling is so far. think Sterling's 10-1 now. 11 games, they've given up only 20 runs all year, as we said. Less than 2 runs a game. Nobody else in the state is doing that. The Eden Reds, number one team in the state, defending state champions. Wouldn't that be a cool game to get under our wig on Tuesday? So tune in to Clark and the Coach on Monday, and we'll give you a definite spot on that for next week's games. Then we just talked to Jared Cronquist. So the following week, Tuesday on April 26th, we'll have Northridge going to Roosevelt. Can't wait for that. That's going to be at Nelson Farm. That's a terrific field. Some of my favorite fields out here. Nelson Farm is one of them. They take great care of that field. Kind of like they do, and my hat goes off to the guys that every single year for the state tournament, not the last couple years because of weird stuff and parking lot stuff, but the guys who take care of Butch Butler. Wow. It's just fantastic. It's fun in May or June to go out to Butch Butler and call the state championships because it's such a great ballpark. No question about it. But anyway, Northridge and Roosevelt, as we said, that's going to be on the 26th. That we've got Eaton and University. Is the Patriot League going to come down to those two or Sterling? Will they be in the mix? It sure looks like they will be. And where does Resurrection Christian, where does Brush fit into the mix in the Patriot League? So that's all good stuff right there. Eaton and University, the first of their, they'll have the first game of that series on that Thursday, and then that Thursday the 28th, and then we'll have the broadcast on Saturday at University out of Tom Roach when Eaton plays University on the 30th of April. So those are games coming up you probably want to look at, and we'll see how that goes. Thank you to my good friends at Martin Marietta, finding a job that gives you the ability to grow with them. It's hard to do. Martin Marietta hiring for several positions, including asphalt and dirt crew, equipment operators and laborers, as well as Class A and B CDL drivers and heavy equipment mechanics. For more info, go to martinmarietta.com/careers or call them 970-407-3615 from my good friends at Martin Marietta. All right, on this Friday, thank you to Greg Brock, the Loveland baseball coach, former Los Angeles Dodger and Milwaukee Brewer. That was fun. Jared Cronquist for the surging Northridge Grizzlies, their head baseball coach out there. Thanks to both those gentlemen for jumping on the program today. Bruce and I will be back on Monday with more Clark and the Coach for you. Have a wonderful weekend. You know what's coming next. Buckle your seat belts, because it's the whole show for you. Hooligans, Brady Hull and company, going to drive you down Friday's highway here. Rockies baseball tonight, pregame show with Jerry Schimmel and Jack Corrigan gets going at 6. 1310 KFK. Have a great weekend.